Now we come to Surat al-Jumu'ah. I've already mentioned, this is a prayer, and the most central prayer of these 10 surahs. In Surat al-Saf, three things are very clear. Number one, why was Muhammad sent, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. Number two, if you are a true woman, if you want salvation in the hereafter, you have to make jihad for that cause. You have to do it. No escape. Number three, this jihad can reach the level of qital. Don't think it will always be a dawa only and a passive resistance. No, no, no. It is bound to reach that level when you will be required to lay down your life in the battlefield. If you don't do it, don't hope for salvation. If you do it, then Allah will forgive you and make you enter paradise. And if you are not doing it, then kabura maqtan indallahi an taqulu ma la tafalu. Then stop saying that you are mu'min. Stop saying that you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't say you believe in Allah and His Messenger. Otherwise, saying something else and doing something else, it is not giving you any credit. It is adding to the discredit every time. Now the question arises, where from to get those people who will do this jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First of all, there should be man force, man power. For that's what is the basic methodology of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the topic of Surah Al-Jumu'ah. How he gathered people. How he trained them. That was most important. Unless you have a party group of most committed people, ready to sacrifice everything, ready to lay down their life, how can you proceed? But where to get these people from? Do they grow somewhere? Are there some trees? The fruit of which are these people? How? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض له الملك الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. This is the second place in the whole of Quran where four names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come actively. The first was also in this series, Surah Al-Hadid. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. Here without wow, Al-Malik Al-Quddus Aziz Al-Hakim. Everything is glorifying and will continue to glorify forever, whether that thing is in the heavens or in the earth. Glorifying whom? Allah, who is the King, the Sovereign, the Holy, the Mighty, and the Wise. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم. It is He who has raised from among the unlettered ones a messenger from among themselves. What does this messenger do? Now this is the crucial ayah. يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. These four terms are very basic, very essential. Repeated four times in the Quran. In the prayer of Ibrahim and Ismail, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثِهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Then when Allah says, we have granted the prayer of Ibrahim and Ismail, and advent of Muhammad is actually the manifestation of the prayer of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi wasalam. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. The 33rd ayah in Surah Al-Imran. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. And 34th ayah here. Now this is the basic methodology. How we change people. First, recite unto them the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is like a magnet. The first experiment that we did in fifth class, I think, science class, science laboratory, there's a mixture of iron filings and wood pieces. How to separate these two? The mixture. Take each and then move. Take a magnet, move it. The iron filings will stick to the magnet and the wood will remain. This Quran is the magnet. To it immediately get attached the people whose spirits in them have not died, whose nature is still salim, not perverted, healthy nature, they will come. So this is the magnet. You in the society, you go on reciting Quran. As we found in إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. They will come. They will come and gather around you. Now, the second task is to keep them, purify them. If they have some impurities in them, purify them. What are the impurities? Some bad habits may be there. Some wrong deeds, purify. Some worldly ambitions might be there. Purify the heart. From the worldly ambitions. And now, when they are purified from within, and within has two aspects. Purification of the brain, that is the thought. Purification of the thought. And purification of the intentions. Niyyah, that is in the heart. When this purification has taken place, now teach them the book and the hikmah. Three stages. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. This was the basic methodology of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He continued this work for 12 long years at Makkah. So, about 150 people gathered around him, purified them, organized them, taught them the book and the wisdom. Now those were the people who were in the vanguard for jihad fi sabilillah. For 2 years, no Ansari was included in jihad fi sabilillah. It was a purely, exclusively Muhajir phenomenon. Ansaris were called only at the Battle of Badr. The 8 expeditions before Badr, they were exclusively Muhajir phenomenon. This was the group prepared by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this process of yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhum al-kitab wa al-hikmah. Wa in kanu min qablu lafi dhalalin mubin. Verily, before that they were in a very manifest error. Wa akharina minhum. And we have raised this messenger of ours, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only for these unlettered people, others also, who will be eventually with them. But they have not up till now joined them. Because he is sent for the whole of humanity. After the Arabs, the Iranians will come. The Coptics will come. The Berbers will come. Turkistanis will come. The Sindhis will come. Indians will come. So these are also. He was sent for them also. But primarily, because he was himself from among the Ummiyin. So his primary advent was for the Ummiyin. He prepared an Ummah whose nucleus was consisting of the Ummiyin. But then, the electrons, one after the other, coming and, circumambulating that nucleus. So this is the constitution of the Ummah. وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. They have not joined them up till now. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. But definitely, he is almighty and the wise. I have told you before, these two names of Allah are repeated in these surahs most, recurrently. Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. ذَلِكَ فَقْمُ اللَّهِ يُتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is the bounty of Allah. He grants it to himself, to whomsoever he wishes. Wallahu dhul fadlil azim, and definitely Allah is of infinite bounty. Now again, just as we had the example of the former Muslim Ummah, the Jews, the Bani Israel, now again, example. O Muslims, you are today being given Quran. They were given Torah. What they did with Torah, see that you don't do that with Quran. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. The similitude of those who were entrusted with the responsibility of Torah, but they didn't carry it out. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارًا. That is like a donkey laden with books. On a donkey you might load, volumes of philosophy or volumes of science. To what avail? For him. In this same way, an ummah which has been entrusted with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't fulfill its duties regarding it. I mentioned one of my great examples, Muslimano par Quran-e-Majeed ke hukuk, what the Muslims owe to Quran. It is read in English also, Urdu also, Persian also, Arabic also. A very bad and wretched is the example of the people who deny the revelations of Allah. Now this is takzeeb. Did the Jews ever say that Torah was not sent by Allah? Never. But this is a practical denying. When you don't act upon it, that is, you are denying it with your action. Had you really believed this is the word of Allah, you would have acted upon it. This means you are saying something else, doing something else. Your attitude denotes something else. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah doesn't forcibly guide such evildoers. And what is the reason of this attitude of a Muslim Ummah? The Muslim Ummah, when it is entrusted with a high mission, instead of looking to the responsibilities of that mission, they take pride that we are the Muslims, and we are the Muslim Ummah, and we are the Ummah of the Prophet, of Messenger. On this pride they think that they are entitled to salvation, whatever they do. The salvation in the hereafter is their birthright. They must get it. So then, if the salvation is your birthright, what's the need of doing something? Why to differentiate between halal and haram, permissible and forbidden? Why? Do whatever you like. You will get the salvation anyhow. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ. Say, who have become Jews, if you assert that you are alone Allah's friends apart from the rest of the mankind, فَتَمَنَّهُ الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, then you should long for death. If you have real love with someone, you want to meet him, not to be keep away from him. If you love Allah, and if you really think that Allah loves you, then you should die and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا, and they are not going to long for this death. بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, because of the deeds that their hands have forwarded for them. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ, Allah very well knows these evildoers. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُونَ مِنْهُ, the death from which you flee, فَإِنَّهُ مَرَاقِيكُمْ, surely it will encounter you, it will come and meet you. You might be running away from the death, but it will come before you. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَلِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, then you will be returned to Allah, who is the knower of the seen and the unseen. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and then he will tell you what you have been doing. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, now this process with Muhammad Sassim continued. This يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. This was then institutionalized in the form of Friday. There were no schools, no colleges, no books, no journals. no video audio tapes. So the only method of education, mass education, public education, was this weekly meeting of the believers. Take bath, change your clothing. If you have some scent, use it. Come to the mosque. And there, some, one in the place of the Prophet. The Prophet used to stand on that member. Now someone is standing, this is the member of Rasul, of the Messenger. And he will do the same job. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. This was the basic purpose of this Jummah, which later on became a ritual. Nothing. رہ گئی رسم ازاں روح بلالی نہ رہی اور فلسفہ رہ گیا تلقین غزالی نہ رہی. Nothing left in it. It's a ritual. It was actually the greatest system of mass education, adult education, public education. Reminding them. You have been entrusted with a mission. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. To remind them, that was actually the purpose. Every revolutionary party, even the communists, they used to have their weekly meetings, reviewing their thoughts, their ideologies, so that they remain fresh in their minds, so that they are fully engaged in the struggle. And this is it. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. O you who believe, when the call is given for the prayer, congregational prayer on Friday, that is the Jummah prayer, فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله, to hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وذروا البيع. Leave all your trading, everything. ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. This is good for you if you only know. It was so important that the Prophet said, مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثَ جُمُعَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ لَيَحْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ وَلَا قَلْبِهِ. Whosoever Muslim leaves three Friday prayer sermons, congregations, without attending them, without giving the real cause, why should he think? There is something else. بِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ. Allah is sure to seal his heart. لَيَخْتَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. This is so important. فَإِذَا قُلِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, when the prayer has been concluded, and the most important part of Jummah is not the prayer, it's the khutbah. Prayer, you know, Zuhr has four rakat, and in Jummah there are two. Prayer-wise, not important. It's the khutbah actually. Because that is meant for education. Renewing the ideology in your minds. So that is the essential part. فَإِذَا قُلِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, when the prayers have been concluded, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, when you can, or you may disperse in the land. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and seek Allah's bounty. And remember, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember when Allah, much, so that you are successful. Now a special event is in the background of the last ayah of the Surah Jummah. Once there was much dearth of grains in Medina, no wheat, no rice, etc., etc. And then when the Prophet ﷺ was giving his sermon on Friday, there was, the bells started ringing that some caravan is coming. They came to know that a caravan has come, you know, and then there is grain. So if other people go first, maybe they are finished. So most of the people ran and left Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying his sermon. So on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, rebuked them. وَإِذَا رَعُوا تِجَارَةً أَوْلَهُوَنِي فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. And when they saw some merchandise or sports, they dispersed headlong to it, flocked to it eagerly, and left you, O Prophet, standing. It is said that at that time, the Jummah sermon was also after the prayer, just as we have in Eid. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. First we pray, and then is the khutbah. That was the case at that time. Then it was changed. Khutbah before Salah. Zakaratma Rabbihi Fasalda. First you take the name of Allah, and then you pray. But at that time, it is one of the opinions. That because people thought, Salah, we have already completed. Now this is khutbah. So there is no great importance of it, we can go. No. The real essence of Jummah is khutbah. It's the sermon. It's hell-made. Khutbah has made Jummah the Jummah. Otherwise, there was no salah. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Say to them, whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is much better than the sport and the merchandise. Whatsoever is concerns this world, this is much better which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you as reward. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And you should have the faith that Allah is the best provider. He will provide for you. Now to sum up this pair of those two surahs. The most important part of Quran regarding the issue of the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why was Muhammad sent? Not only as a preacher, not only as a teacher, not only as a bearer of glad tidings, not only as a warner, but also to make the deen of Allah supreme. To establish it as a whole political, socio-economic system. This should be clear, absolutely. And this ayah, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله, it appears three times in Quran. Surah Al-Tawbah, then we have read in Surah Al-Fath. The last part is different. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. But this part, major part, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, it is repeated without the change of a dot or a letter. So for that, alone Muhammad cannot do it. He needs helpers. Faithful helpers, committed, devoted, ready to sacrifice everything, disciplined, in the habit of listening and obeying, moving when commanded, stopping when ordered. So now this work has to be done by those who say, who claim that they believe in Allah and His Messenger. But this work was first of all through Quran, dawah of Quran, dawah through Quran. All people toward this path. Whosoever has some life within him, not the physical life, but the spiritual life, he will respond. Sooner or later, there might be difference, but he will respond. He will accept. Now you have to purify their souls, their characters, their thought, their intentions. Teach them the Book of Allah and the wisdom of that Book of Allah. Now prepare them. And then, when the time comes, challenge Kufr and Batin and Tahoot. Challenge it in the battlefield. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He decrees, His help will come and you will be successful. Otherwise, if you have laid down your life for that cause, you are successful. The real success is the salvation of the hereafter. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa bil hakim.